American Language Course, Book 18, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your activities booklet to Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to some conversations, then answer questions about them. Number 1.
I'm going to Europe for 3 weeks.
That sounds interesting.
What did Mark tell John? Repeat. He told John he was going to Europe for 3 weeks. Number 2.
I'm starting a new job tomorrow.
Good luck.
What did Brad tell Norm? Repeat. He told Norm he was starting a new job tomorrow. Number 3. We are designing a new home.
How wonderful.
What did Susan tell Janet? Repeat. She told Janet they were designing a new home. Number 4.
Who led the group at the program?
Jan did, and she did a good job.
What did Bert ask Carl? Repeat. He asked Carl who had led the group at the program. Number 5.
We need to talk about your program and schedule.
Yes, sir. I need some help.
What did Captain Smith tell Michael? Repeat. He told Michael they needed to talk about his program and schedule. Number 6.
Fred qualified for the academy.
That's nice. When is he leaving? What did Rex tell Kay? Repeat. He told her that Fred had qualified for the academy. Number 7.
Marge is studying to be an engineer.
I think she'll make a good one.
What did Ray tell Sam? Repeat. He told Sam that Marge was studying to be an engineer. Number 8.
Who was named manager of the new department?
I don't know.
What did Roger ask Ralph? Repeat. Roger asked Ralph who was named manager of the new department. Number 9.
Captain Smith told me to come see him if I have any problems.
I'd go if I were you. What did Keith tell Karen? Repeat. Keith told Karen that Captain Smith told him. To come see him if Keith had any problems. Number 10.
Hank was commissioned last month.
Good for him.
What did Sandy tell Randy? Repeat. She told Randy that Hank was commissioned last month. Now look at figure 2. Your boss, Mr. Phelps, has been talking to everyone in the office this morning. You were at the dentist, so now you need to find out what he said. Ask the people you work with. Number 1. Miss Gray is your secretary. Use the words under her picture and ask a question. Ask the question now. Repeat. Miss Gray, did Mr. Phelps tell you? What time the meeting would be today?
Yes, sir. He said the meeting would be at 10 o'clock.
Number 2. Mr. Anthony is one of your friends. Use the words under his picture and ask a question now. Repeat. Bill, what did Mr. Phelps tell you this morning?
He said there were going to be some changes made.
Number 3. Chuck is the office boy. Use the words under his picture and ask a question now. Repeat. Chuck, did Mr. Phelps ask you for copies of my report for the meeting?
No, sir. He didn't say he'd need any for the meeting.
Number 4. Mrs. White is Mr. Phelps' secretary. Use the words under her picture and ask a question. Repeat. Mrs. White, did the boss say he wanted me to bring anything special to the meeting?
Yes, sir. He said he expected you to give your report at the meeting.
Number 5. John Smith is the manager of your department. Use the words under his picture and ask a question. Repeat. Mr. Smith, what does Mr. Phelps expect of me at the meeting today?
He said he expected you to give your report, but didn't want any copies given out.
Number 6. Jonathan Phelps is the big boss. Use the words under his picture and ask a question. Repeat. Mr. Phelps, do you still want me to give my report at the meeting today?
Yes, I do. But just a short report. No copies necessary. Just enough to give a general idea before I announce the changes that will take place.
Listen to a conversation.
Rex, you should try to plan your courses here at the academy. If you're going to be a leader of men and women when you graduate from here, you need to look at your future more seriously.
Ah, come on, Mike. I'm serious enough. My grades aren't too bad. Not as good as yours, but not too bad. I'll graduate and get my commission. I'm not worried about that.
I know, but wouldn't you like to acquire top grades in your courses?
Nah. I'll leave that for guys like you who are more motivated by studies. A little social life is good motivation for me. I study better if I get away from the books once in a while.
Listen to the conversation again.
Rex, you should try to plan your courses here at the academy. If you're going to be a leader of men and women when you graduate from here, you need to look at your future more seriously.
Come on, Mike. I'm serious enough. My grades aren't too bad. Not as good as yours, but not too bad. I'll graduate and get my commission. I'm not worried about that.
I know, but wouldn't you like to acquire top grades in your courses?
Nah, I'll leave that for guys like you who are more motivated by studies. A little social life is good motivation for me. I study better if I get away from the books once in a while.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to questions about the conversation and then select the answers. Number 1. What does Michael think Rex should do? Number 2. What does Michael say Rex needs to do? Number 3. What does Rex say to Michael? Number 4. What did Michael ask Rex? Number 5. What does Rex think is good motivation for him? Now let's check your answers. Number 1 is A. What does Michael think Rex should do? Repeat. Michael thinks Rex should plan his courses. Number 2 is B. What does Michael say Rex needs to do? Repeat. Michael says Rex needs to think about his future more seriously. Number 3 is B. What does Rex say to Michael? Repeat. Rex says he's serious enough. Number 4 is C. What does Michael ask Rex? Repeat. Wouldn't you like to acquire top grades in your courses? Number 5 is A. What does Rex think is good motivation for him? Repeat. Rex thinks a little social life is good motivation for him. Listen to another conversation.
Bob, can I ask you a couple of questions about one of your strategy students?
Of course, Al. Who does a school counselor want to know about?
Michael K. Marsh. He seems to be a really motivated young man with his future all planned. How is he doing in your class?
He's doing great. His primary interest here at the academy is his studies.
I find him to be a very fine young man with a bright career ahead of him. I just wanted to check with some of his instructors.
Now just listen to these questions about the conversation. Number 1. Who was asking about Michael? Number 2. Who did he ask? Number 3. What did he ask? Number 4. What did Bob say? Number 5. What did Hal say about Michael? Now listen to the conversation again.
Bob, can I ask you a couple of questions about one of your strategy students?
Of course, Hal. Who does the school counselor want to know about?
Michael K. Marsh. He seems to be a really motivated young man with his future all planned. How is he doing in your class?
He's doing great. His primary interest here at the academy is his studies.
I find him to be a very fine young man with a bright career ahead of him. I just wanted to check with some of his instructors.
Now look at figure 4. Write the answers to the questions. Number 1. Who was asking about Michael? Number 2, who did he ask? Number 3, what did he ask? Number 4. What did Bob say? Number 5. What did Hal say about Michael? Now let's check your answers. Number 1. Who was asking about Michael? Repeat. The school counselor was asking about Michael. Number 2. Who did he ask? Repeat. He asked the strategy instructor. Number 3. What did he ask? Repeat. He asked how Michael was doing in class. Number 4. What did Bob say? Repeat. He said Michael was doing great. Number 5. What did the counselor say about Michael? Repeat. He said Michael was a fine young man with a bright career ahead of him. Now look at the question in Figure 5. Listen to a conversation.
Colonel Noble, I'd like your official opinion of young Michael Marsh. I believe he's in your leadership class.
Yes, he is, Colonel Slaughter, and he's an excellent student.
I have him for strategy, where he's also doing excellent work.
He'll make a good leader. I think he'll be a good candidate for special honors if he keeps up the good work.
He certainly qualifies, in my opinion. We'll have to keep an eye on him. His future is going to be a bright one if his motivation stays high.
Now write the answer to the question in Figure 5. Your answer should be something like, they think Michael will be a good candidate for special honors if he keeps up the good work. And he appears to have a bright future ahead of him if his motivation stays high. This is the end of Tape 1D, Book 18.